just have to be real honest this morning. I've been thinking about what I was going to teach all week and been through all of my notes up and down and backwards. And you know, and I just struggled this morning, still am, with, and really I'm not at a point of struggle now because now I know which direction I'm supposed to go. The interesting thing is I pretty much don't have any notes to go by. But this morning about 9:30, I finally threw my notes down in there in the kitchen table and came in here and sat down and said, okay, God, I guess you're going to have to straighten me out here because you know, I've got all this. Renewed mind is such a big subject. And in fact, it's the all-encompassing subject of the Christian life, because we become born again. And that's the one great thing we've been told to do, to renew our mind. And so all of the other things we talk about really is about renewing our mind. And so in reality, everything you've heard me teach since you met me has to do with the renewed mind. And that's kind of like the central subject is about renewing our mind and changing the way we think and changing what we believe to line up with the basis, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. So this morning when I came in and sat down on the couch and just kind of cleared my head a little bit, God gave me a picture of a brick wall. And in a brick wall, you see all those bricks lined up perfectly, almost perfectly straight, and interlocking. And you know, brick walls have been around for, the concept's been around for centuries. And in fact, places like Rome and Greece, there's places where the masons built walls with unbelievable arches and stuff in them that today we don't even really understand how to do it. And there's nobody that's really skilled enough to, with confidence, build a wall like that and allow it to stand. But those things have survived earthquakes and wars and all of that, and there they still stand. And I, as I was looking at that picture that God gave me, I was thinking about how a brick wall actually goes together. And I remember as a kid, my dad did construction works and we lived on a farm, so he was all the time bringing, you know, leftover material home. And I remember there was this big stack of blocks out there, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I'm going to build myself a little fort or whatever I was going to build. And where we lived was very sandy, so kind of smoothed off a place, and I built this wonderful wall, and it looked great. Well, the next morning I got up, and it had tumbled down. And I thought, what? Now, I knew that I'd done a good job, and they were lined up right, and they seemed to be straight. But overnight, what happened, that sand had settled under the weight, and they just tumbled down. So, I, you know, thinking about that, I was thinking about the way a brick wall goes together. Well, you have to have a firm foundation. Unless the foundation is sure, it doesn't matter how well you build, it will come down. And in our life, related to the renewed mind, the foundation is Christ in you. Without that, there is nothing to build on. I mean, we build all sorts of imaginations. The Word calls them strongholds. They all come tumbling down because they're not built on a firm foundation. And so we're constantly building to maintain those strongholds. When it's built on a lie, it takes tremendous effort to maintain that stronghold because the lie begins to tumble. And so we have to believe another lie and another lie and another lie to keep that stronghold there. But the way, and for centuries, this is the way it's worked, laying brick. You start with a firm foundation, a strong foundation. And then the first row of bricks, if you want to think about those as thoughts, each little brick is a thought. As that goes into place, the placement of that first row determines where that whole wall is going to stand. And if one of those bricks don't set firmly on the foundation, that whole part of the wall will fall. eventually. It may stand way great for a day or two, but it will crack and fall. And so once that first initial line of bricks is set, then the mason takes a string and they string it. They stretch it the whole length of the wall. And that string is used to line up that next row of bricks. And that happens on every row. And if you take away that string, even the most skilled mason will not get those bricks straight. And if you want to think about it this way, that string is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We have the firm foundation of Christ in us. And then we have the Word of God to gauge our thoughts by. If our thoughts do not line up with the string, there's a problem. It's been given to us as a guide. Okay? And as every row of brick goes up, there's another string. There's a string to... And so as we as believers mature and learn, if we have started with the firm foundation and we have built upon that foundation row after row after row of thoughts, we end up with a strong wall that will withstand whatever's thrown at it. And that's what the renewed mind is about. That is what we are doing. We are individual thoughts. Every little brick, we choose what kind of brick we put in that wall. You know, and we have two kinds of knowledge. We've talked about this last week. You know, the two kinds of knowledge, the natural knowledge and spiritual knowledge. You know, the spiritual knowledge comes from Holy Spirit, Christ in you, okay? And we receive that by revelation. We receive the manifestations. And that spiritual knowledge is a way of inputting bricks. You receive revelation that is not only... It not only is thought process, but it has an emotional response, and it becomes an experience. Okay, the same thing with natural knowledge. We receive, we choose, by the way, what we put in our mind. We choose it. We choose what we think. You know, I know that the modern tendency is to think, well, I feel this way, and I can't help it. You know, and I think this way, well, I really can't help it, that's just the way I think. No, we choose what we think. And the way, it's like that brick wall. As we, whatever we use for our foundation, we begin to build on that foundation. Well, if we're building on Christ in us, then it's a firm foundation. If it is a shifting foundation based on anything else, you know, if we are building on an experience in childhood, or if we're building on, and most of us, what we have is a series of walls being built. It's not one firm wall that we're building on Christ in us, but we have walls, and again, the Bible talks about strongholds and imaginations in our mind, but we have experiences that we've had in the past. And so we have a part of a wall that's crumbling and keeps falling down, but it's there. And we've got another one over here from another experience, another one over here from another experience. And what we end up with is a mess. And our mind is a mess because we have these strongholds that we have to work so hard to maintain. Because as they tumble, we have to keep putting them back up. You know, the natural knowledge that we choose to put in our mind. The sources are our five senses, and the devil works a lot in the five senses. I mean, he presents things to us in the five senses. You know, we were talking about the books earlier about you know, finding out the content before you get the book, because there's a lot of stuff in books sometimes you don't want to hear. And, you know, today, you know, the availability of information and knowledge coming at us, you know, you turn on the TV, if you've got cable and you've got hundreds of channels of, oh my goodness, you know. And so it's almost like we've talked about the filter that we have to have. We have to have that filter. in all of our experience in life, we have to have our filter up to control what we accept into our mind. You know, we can hear something and let it keep right on going, or we can grab a hold of it and add it to one of those strongholds because it confirms that wall. You know, and so we just keep building all these various little strongholds within our mind. So there's really two distinct sources of knowledge, and then there's this other chart that I have that I think is what I'm supposed to do here. And so, by the way, all these charts are available online, and this one right here is the only one that's not in text format. This one is a image file, because I haven't figured out quite how to turn this into text yet, but I just want to describe it here. To start with, right in the center on the top, there's an umbrella with two little stick figures underneath it, sitting there with a smile on their face. I'm going to presume there's a woman and a man there, just because I drew it, so I know what they are. But other than that, you might have to work at guessing at that, but... But on the umbrella, it says, God's covering of grace through Christ. Underneath the happy couple, it says, God has made us sit in the heavenlies. And that's from Ephesians 2:6. Below that, there's a verse written there. That's really the point of the whole thing is, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And that's Ephesians 2:10. Very familiar verse. Over on the right, it says, we can do the works of grace. That's talked about in verse 10. We can do the works of grace only in the renewed mind in manifestation, which is the love of God in action. Now think about that. The works of grace is the renewed mind in manifestation, which is the love of God in action, which is our walk. That is the purpose of our life. And over on the left-hand side, now we've just described something that's very different than the typical religious picture. Over on the left is a stairway with another stick figure that's not so happy climbing up this, scrambling up this stairway. Underneath it, it says, trying to be good enough for God. This is based on Ephesians 4:18. Built on the foundation of ignorance. And there's that foundation that's not firm. And there's a bunch of steps going up towards where this happy couple were up there sitting in the heavenlies in Christ. The first step going up is pride, and then there's religion, bitterness, clamor, malice, lies, deceit, lust, wrath, and the top one is death, to where the stairs are broken off and it says, not of works. And so we see this miserable little guy clambering up those steps of self-righteousness, thinking that he's going to get up there into the heavenlies, but it always ends in death. God has made us to sit in the heavenlies. It's not of works. And we can, but we have been called to do the works of grace. Mm-hmm. But it's not by our own power or by our fleshly anything. We can do the works of grace in the renewed mind and manifestation, which is the love of God in action, which is our walk. So the renewed mind, again about the foundation and the walls that we build within our mind, if we build based upon the idea of ignorance and pride and religion, they're going to tumble down, and they are constantly tumbling down, and we work very hard to keep them built up. And we all have those in there that we work very hard to maintain, but built upon the foundation of Christ in us with the plumb line of the Word of God, we can build a firm and powerful wall that will stand. And that's what the renewed mind is all about.